Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Bosta Awstraljan minn sfond multikulturali divers iddedikaw ħajjithom għall-ġid tal-komunitajiet Awstraljani bil-ħidma tagħhom tkun rikonoxxuta l-bieraħ 8 ta' Ġunju fil-jum magħruf fl-Awstralja bħala Queen's Birthday. Ix-xogħol fi trattament mediku fit-tisħiħ tal-oqsma fejn jidħlu n-nisa kif ukoll fil-qasam tas-servizzi psikoloġiċi huma ftit mill-ħidmiet li ġew rikonoxxuti b'mod speċjali ferm f'dan il-jum. Il-lista tal-unuri li ġiet ippubblikata l-bieraħ tirrikonoxxi membri mill-komunità li ġew nominati mill-pubbliku Awstraljan għall-ħidma prominenti tagħhom fil-komunità. Lucy Marin, Awstraljana ta' oriġini ċilena, hija waħda minn dawn il-persuni.
I actually couldn't believe it that it actually happened and much appreciated of the people that took the initiative of doing this because I didn't know it was going to happen but I feel extremely well about it, but not much for myself, but for my community as well, for my clients and my community. I think it's a fantastic thing to be part of.
Marin għaddiet minn esperjenza traumatika f'ħajjitha meta din ħarbet mid-dittatur ċilen il-ġeneral Pinochet u bosta abbużi oħra ta' drittijiet umani f'pajjiża fejn il-familja tagħha spiċċat ipperseguitata u mitfuha il-ħabs. Marin li l-lum għandha 68 sena iddedikat ħajjitha tajn u tagħti pariri lill-refuġjati oħra li għaddew minn esperjenzi simili ta' trauma. Ilha f'din il-ħidma għal dawn l-aħħar 31 sena. Meta tisma' u tagħti pariri lill-persuni li jitkellmu magħha dwar ħajjithom, tħossha emozzjonata. Intant bħala immigranta hija tħoss li huwa importanti li hija tajn lil dawk li jħossu diffikultajiet f'ħajjithom bħalma darba kellha hija.
I think it has also much to do with how much you can give and provide and support your communities when you have the commitment of knowing as well what, how and how much difficult it is to arrive in another country with the lack of everything, with the lack of knowledge about the new culture, with the lack of support. With you, most of your feelings break down in a way because it's a losses there that you carry on. It's trauma, it's grief, it's isolation, and it's language barrier. It's everything.
Il-ħidma ta' Lucy Marin bħala konsulent u uffiċjal tal-korp magħruf bħala STARTS mhix biss dik li għalija qiegħda tirċievi rikonoxximent. STARTS huwa s-servizz fi New South Wales għat trattament u riabilitazzjoni tal-persuni jitturturati u traumatizzati. Intant ġiet ukoll rikonoxxuta l-għajnuna ta' Marin fejn jidħol il-bilingwiliżmu tagħha.
Conceptualizing more in feelings, I think it's extremely important to express what you feel in your primary language or your mother language until you probably feel comfortable that English can be as much as the same as the other language. But at the beginning, I think it's extremely important.
Marin manda lebda pjanijiet li tirtira lissa minn xogħla u qalet lill-SBS li dan huwa il-messaġġ li tixtieq twassal lin-nisa kollha ta' kull età.
I like to encourage more women that it doesn't matter the age. To focus in their life and contribute to themselves, their families, their community, their friends, and to be able to get there where they really want to get. It is possible.
Persuna oħra li ġiet onorata bl-unur tal-Awstralja din is-sena hija Sara Sabag, mara oħra li taħdem ħafna fejn jidħlu n-nisa. Il-ġenituri tagħha emigraw mis-Sirja meta kellha 6 snin. U din hija waħda mir-raġunijiet għaliex Sara tħobb ħafna tajn persuni mill-komunità Musulmana.
My passion comes from the fact that Muslim women have been marginalized and when we see Islamophobia, it's women at the forefront of receiving Islamophobia. And so women's voices are generally not heard. So I've been very passionate in ensuring that our voices are heard, that we create spaces where they are welcomed.
Il-priorità ta' Sara hija li tneħħi l-ġudizzji u kunċetti ħżiena dwar l-Islam. Hija ffurmat organizzazzjoni magħmula biss minn nisa wkoll li jisimha Benevolence, تتكلم دوارة.
So benevolence was created as a safe space for Muslims that are born in Australia, that identify as Australian Muslims, and want to create their faith journey both as Australians and Muslims, navigating the two paradigms.
Benevolence toffri programmi edukattivi u komunitarji bilan li trawem l-armonija soċjali bejn il-Musulmani u l-komunità iktar wiesa. Sara tajt li għalkemm din il-ħidma tidher waħda bażika fil-fatt turi li hemm bidla notevoli fl-impressjoni li wieħed jista' jkollu meta jiltaqa' ma' persuna Musulmana għall-ewwel darba.
It's the human contact and the human relations that's what changes people. When we go out to schools and we run a schools program, or when we're speaking at adult, you know, centers, whether it be government or police or any corporate space, we can see how people's faces change as we're running the workshop, where they may have had biases or prejudices.
Sara Sabak tajt li jem bidla pozittiva fejn titħollu gwaljanza bejn il-nisa u l-irġiel. Intant din is-sena 41% ta' dawk li jirċevew l-unur tal-midalja mid-Diviżjoni Ġenerali huma nisa, 1% iktar mis-sena l-oħra.
But with regards to Muslim women, the shift that I have seen is that they are taking on their own leadership, where once upon a time they were being apologetic for who they were. We had to explain why we wore a headscarf. We had to explain the lifestyle that we've chosen. We had to explain our culture and our way and our spirituality. There's an inner confidence that holds women quite strongly now, Muslim women quite strongly now, that there's no need to explain.
Intant persun oħra li rċeviet l-istess unur ta' Marin u Sabag huwa Dr. Thava Seelan, li jgħid li jħossu ferm onorat u b'mod umli b'dan ir-rikonoxximent. Dr. Seelan huwa rikonoxxut tal-ħidma tiegħu mal-pazzjenti ta' kwalunkwe sfond, il-volontarjat tiegħu bħala tabib fi Sri Lanka u l-kontribuzzjoni tiegħu bħala lecturer fl-Università ta' Western Sydney.
I'm very humbled to, you know, receive this award, actually. I think I heard this news, I thought actually, it was a surprise to me actually. I mean, but we have been working together as a team actually. I think actually it belongs to all of these, you know, the wonderful doctors, the nurses, and, you know, admin staff. Actually, we are a very, you know, passionate team actually, dedicated team working together actually.
Waħda minn dawn it-tobba li huwa jsemmi fil-fatt hija Martu Dr. Shantini Seelan li ġiet l-Awstralja fis-sena 1988 wara li ħarbet il-gwerra ċivili fi Sri Lanka. L-esperjenzi koroħ tal-gwerra li għaddiet minnhom huma r-raġuni li Dr. Seelan huwa konxju ta' dak li l-pazzjenti tiegħu għaddejjin minnu bħala refuġjati, jispjega.
I mean, I can, you know, relate to their, you know, experiences and their medical, you know, presentation. Actually, for example, if they come with, you know, a physical condition, and I know for sure, actually, they are not actually having any physical condition. These are all psychosomatic symptoms, actually, you know, from beyond the PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome or depression.
Dr. Seelan jgħid li l-ħidma tiegħu ma' pazjenti minn bosta sfond multikulturali tfisser ħafna għalih.
It's a comprehensive, you know, involvement in their journey, which actually gives me a passion actually, because it's not just actually treating the disease actually. We treat actually more than a disease actually. You know, we, you know, just look at what are the issues actually affecting their lives and their well-being, their, you know, their health.
SBS Radio.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.